if I had told that, I never had had a bullet in my hand. And he showed it to me, the little devil. And so I took it away from him. I saw it was a bullet, but I never touched it. And I was going to throw it in the little pot-bellied stove. You've seen pictures of them.
Yes.
Well, that's what was in the love jar down below Jonesboro. My sister was teaching that. Mm-hmm. And I taught 2 days, and I never did get the money.
Was that several ways in one school building?
Uh-huh. Just one school building in Lovejoy then.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to Jonesboro after then they had different classes at the Jonesboro school, but this was a little country school down below Jonesboro,
mm-hmm.
Lovejoy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all on the message. I never did teach.
2 days was enough.
I had to learn to sew for the rest of them when my other aunt died, and
mm-hmm.
the other one took care of the baby and tended things, and I had to learn thread up machine. So she didn't know, they didn't use patterns then, and she'd say, cut the shoulder here and arm hole there. And I'd follow her with the scissors. Finally, they got their heads patterns.
Well, did you ever learn, did you sew for men? Did you make men's clothes?
Oh, I made the boys' suits. I know when we moved here then, when my boys, one of them stayed in Atlanta, hard times, took him out. And he graduated high school in Atlanta. But down here, the boys went, and I had made him a suit out of another one of my cousin's suit that he'd outgrown, that I had made him a suit out of that, cutting it apart, you know, making
mm-hmm.
it over to fit him in the 7th grade. Well, the other boy that was in there said, well, he couldn't be in the graduating class because he didn't have a suit to wear. They would go. And so I said, well, I got two. So he took, my sister had bought the one that graduated up there, a bought ready-made suit. But I had made one for the one down here out of another old suit and tailored. But he said, I got two. So he come up here and you know what? He took the one that was bought ready-made and said, oh, I didn't care. Oh, well, that's well. But oh, I was so mad with that boy. And every time I see him and his children now, I think about how mad it made me for him to take the one that my sister had bought for the one that stayed in there
mm-hmm.
for hard times, you see. He stayed up there to finish the high school in Atlanta. Well, this other younger one down here was going to finish the grammar school, 6th grade down here, or the 7th,
mm-hmm.
whatever it was. But the other older boy had finished up in Atlanta because he was working up there. And now he's the one that's the captain on the ship now.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. But then the other one, Harper, lives, well, on the highway over here above me. They all live kind of around here from Griffin and around
mm-hmm.
in here. So the one in New York's the only one that's away from what you might say close by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they come down every summer. They come, I don't use the upstairs anymore. But I was looking for the ones in New York to come. And bless goodness, when they come, I went up there and cleaned up and added and put clean cover on the beds and double beds and all, because they had 2 children. And they'd use both rooms. And when they come in a trailer that was already fixed. They'd been on the way 3 days. They had stopped. His wife had swimming in the head and couldn't ride too long at a time, so they